by Cherry Potts. Friday lunchtime. In the pub, getting drunk. Goodbye, drink. Have another. Leaving work. Sitting crushed in the corner of a table for 10 at the Tiger. Feeling slightly sick. Always hated leaving dues. Too many gins. Been here over an hour already. The others come and go in shifts. Someone has to keep the office open. We'll all be ill by half past three. Not really listening to them chatter. No need, they aren't talking to me. So I'd already gone. Anticipating freedom. My pulse is racing. Waiting to be on the train. Waiting to go home. Waiting to leave. Won't work this afternoon. Just sit and listen to them talk. All the best, Ali, darling. I bet. And how much they'll miss me. Not much. At least they'll be talking to me. Not like now. Jane said she'd come over for a quick one. Knew she wouldn't, though. Saving her strength for the goodbye speech. I hope it's not a cut glass fruit bowl. That's what they gave the last person who left. They don't know what my new job is yet. I'll tell them just before I go, when I've got the cut glass fruit bowl. Or maybe not. I'm wearing my pink jacket with the triangles woven into it. It's a pretty colour, Ali, darling. I must get one like that. Isn't it a pretty pattern? Don't you think so, Sue? Where'd you get it? Gary's got me another drink. If I swallow it, I'll throw up. Give it to Jenny. She, the responsible one, looks at her watch. What a relief. It's time we all went back. But she has to justify breaking up the party. Her upstairs will be complaining. Jane, she means. Jane knows about the job. She wrote the reference, after all. Well, that's why she didn't come to the pub. She's been a bit standoffish ever since. Thought she'd understand. Thought she understood. We stagger back to the office, a giggling, straggling gaggle. Gary nearly got run over. Dead funny, that. Won't miss that road. The office is stuffy with illicit cigarette smoke. The heating's up too high. The phone rings unanswered while they eat the cream cakes supplied by me. Suddenly feel very sick. Hiding in the ladies, I rest my head against the ice-cold tiles. Wishing it were over. Wishing I didn't have to go back into that noisy, drunken crowd. I hate them. Can afford to admit it now, I don't have to be with them day in, day out. Go back to find them waiting in proper groups for me to arrive. The Queen is on her way downstairs, says Jenny. Have you remembered to curtsy? I used to like Jenny. Might even miss her a bit, but not her constant sniping. Sit down in my corner, trying not to laugh. Must be all those gins. Jane pretends she hasn't noticed, gives us all her mechanical smile. Are we all ready? She asks, obliging. Confidence oozes from every clean-cut line of her. Success from every stitch. Sue got a jacket just like that one, 50 quid up the market. I stand next to her, both with practiced smiles. She makes occasional jokes. No one laughs. They all hate her anyway. I'm sure we all wish Ali the very best of luck at I crush her toe with a weighty heel. No. Suddenly I really don't want her to tell them. She gets the message. Her new place of work. Through gritted teeth, I move my foot. She thrusts a small parcel into my hand. Doesn't quite let go, so her fingers press mine in passing. you. Is this not a fruit bowl? I laugh uncertainly. Go on, open it. Who haven't seen it except Jane? Sue demands, all impatient curiosity. I chose it, Jane explains, catching my eye. Open the box. Look inside. Shut it, quick. They look expectant, but I'm not going to satisfy their curiosity. Silence. Jane shakes my hand and goes. Watch her retreating. Shoulders slumping. Oh, God. What is it, then? Where are you going, Ally? Ignore their starling-like clamour. Grab my coat. Home, I say, fiercely indifferent. They scatter before me, confused, surprised. Catch her in the corridor. She turns and smiles. A real smile, just for me. Quite a leap of faith, she says. I stare blankly. The job, she says, impatient. I wish I had your nerve. It's really taking being out at work to extremes. Almost sounds like criticism. Could be jealousy. Try my best. Not a care in the world, grin. Actually terrified. This hated, despised place actually looks quite safe now. She doesn't need to know. I'll be right at home. No, did that sound too aggressive? Didn't mean I shouldn't drink gin at lunchtime. I hope you like it, she says cheerfully. Wonder if she means the job or the small silver symbol still clutching my hand, wrapped in a piece of paper. I hope you'll use it, she says, less sure of herself this time. Wonder if she means the pendant or the phone number that encloses it. Oh, yes, calculating the time of the next train. Suddenly embarrassed, feeling I have, after all, mistaken her. If I run, I'll just catch it and be home in Ally. Her voice wobbles, even on that short word. She's staring hard at the wall. Honestly, I despair of her. Why did she think I'm leaving? Take her hand. Let the train go without me.